Samantha, you know what I'm shaking my head at this week?
What, Lisa?
I'm shaking my head at people in the parking lot who, instead of just getting in their car and going, they sit in the driver's seat and check their socials.
I think that's rich coming from you.
No, I'm not that girl. I respect the rules of the parking lot. The rules of the parking spot go. Get in your car, get the fuck out.
What? Since when do you respect rules of anything?
I get it. I'm a rule breaker by nature, but not with that. I respect it, right? Because I don't want to be the person that's sitting there waiting to get in the parking spot.
And then somebody comes up to you, bangs on your window, move your ass!
Right, right? Because I think you would be that person that would be sitting on your socials, checking your Instagram.
I would not.
Head down, not paying attention that somebody's sitting with their blinker on. I think nope. I shake my head at you.
I would never do that. I think you would do that way before I would.
I would not. I would not. And I take that very personally.
Really?
Totally. I'm actually shaking.
This you take personally.
I'm shaking my head at your attitude right now too.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Every time I say that, I'm like, can I say it differently? And I'd be like, no, I can't.
How do you say it differently? Like, where would you even start?
I'd be like, welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Because you think your belly girl is so wonderful and it's really not that good. Gag you with a spoon.
Oh, that was funny.
Right? Sam. That's not that funny. That was not that funny.
Yes.
I'm rolling my eyes at you and shaking my head.
I always make myself laugh. That's the beauty of me.
I don't know if that's like the greatest thing in the whole wide world. That's like the HHG too. Is. You and the HHG do that together, right? You just crack each other up individually.
Yeah, individually. Right?
And you know me, I find you funny, but I'm like in a kind of way.
Yes, Lisa.
Just that type of thing.
Because right? You're so picky.
I'm not so picky. Why are you saying I'm so picky?
You're do
you
picky. Wanna fight? You You're a little fight? Bit snotty, maybe. A little bit
maybe.
Snotty.
You're a little maybe. Bit snotty. But snotty with a good heart.
No. Oh, snotty with a good heart? That's a
of
thing.
Of course.
Is that a yeah. thing? Snotty yeah. with a good heart?
It is a thing. It's me. Hello, it's me. Snotty, but a little bit, but with a good heart.
Oh, you right. couldn't even get the song right.
I know, I can't even get the song right. Well, I don't really know the Adele song. It's her tune, right? I don't really get her tune. Right? And I'm trying to podcast with just one ear.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing fine.
It's awkward. It's awkward.
You're awkward.
You're awkward for saying I'm awkward.
You're awkward.
You look awkward today.
I don't.
You look like your shirt's on inside out.
It's not. It's a sweatshirt that I got for $20.
Where'd you get it?
That's, I can't remember. It was like a cheap.
It doesn't matter where you got it. Nobody cares.
Oh.
You know who says that? That's The Rock. That's The Rock. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Did he and John Cena go back to the WWE or do a SmackDown or something?
Yeah, they did a SmackDown.
Did they?
Yeah.
They were, look they were at like, me yes. knowing stuff.
Like, are you now a closet wrestling fan? Are you
I
sure?
I saw it on TikTok.
Saw it on the TikTok, right?
And I'm like,
gave it away.
Why would The Rock and John Cena go back to wrestling? And I'm like, this must be something like kitschy or something. I don't know.
Well, so The Rock and Cena had like used to have a rivalry, but they were there for separate reasons.
Oh, I see.
Totally separate reasons, right? The Rock's not happy with Austin Theory.
Oh.
John Cena's not happy with everybody. You need to start watching Friday nights at 8. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh my God. Nope.
That's what you need to do.
I'm not committed. I just saw it. I just
totally worth it.
Little tidbit there for you.
All right. Right. Well, at least, that's better than for the last 20 plus years you haven't cared about wrestling.
And I will continue to do so.
But you will care about The Rock because he's different.
Well, The Rock's different.
All right. Fair enough. Uh-huh. Fair enough, Samantha.
I watched enough of it to understand.
You know what I think? I think the friends of the podcast are probably like, I'm ready to tune out, guys. I'm ready to tune out.
Because I'm revealing that I actually paid attention to something.
Right? We're getting there, friends. We're getting there.
Oh my God. Okay. I got more pulp culture for you though.
Okay.
Big news.
Do tell.
Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's soon to be ex-wife, were out and about on the town.
Oh, because they're friends, are they?
No, they are not. She dated Joe Jonas back in the day.
Who didn't she date back in the day?
Well, this is true. But she got together with Sophie Turner because the theory is that she believes that Sophie Turner is getting the short end of the publicity stick. And I'm going to agree with potentially the conspiracy theorist is that Joe Jonas's publicity people are painting him to be a freaking saint.
Well, okay, but it sounds like as though she wants to stay in England. It doesn't care about her life.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That's what it sounds.
That's what they want you to know.
Right? Oh, okay. And you know this how, Insider Sam?
Do we need to believe everything we hear?
You're believing what you hear.
But Taylor Swift, she's changing the tune for Sophie Turner. And I think, good on you, Taylor. I think
be careful, Taylor. Don't get in there with your... She's not stirring the pot.
She's showing solidarity.
Like for what? Like her friend, for women, for what?
For women, for the narrative that potentially might be playing out for Sophie Turner, making her look like she's a bit of a scumbag, maybe.
Like she just like ditched her kids and who cares?
Right. I'm sure she didn't.
That's not what it sounds like.
And you believe everything.
I'm just saying, right? I know what I know. And that seems to be
what I know
as of right now, even though I'm never, ever, ever team Jonas, I think I'm team Joe.
Oh, really?
Right now I am. Yeah.
I'm a wait and see kind of gal.
Yeah. Not me. Right. I like jump in and judge. Jump in and judge.
I'm going to jump and judge.
Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump and judge. Dear Sophie Turner, how dare you say your career is so important you want to stay in the UK and you don't care about your babies?
Oh my God, stop it.
That's where I'm at with that. That's me jumping and judging.
Oh God.
That's what I do, Samantha.
Okay, well, you can't judge this. It's just a whole bunch of fun. NSYNC, because they were together, they did the show Hot Ones, where you go with the wings. And eat. You eat hot wings, right?
Yes.
And all five of them did it. And I guess Justin Timberlake had done it before. And he's like, what the am I doing here again?
Yeah. Like who goes back and does it a second time?
Right. So I watched a bit of a clip of it. Looks like it could be a good one.
Huh. Did they drink the milk?
The milk, the water. They ate ice cream after. They were taking Pepto-Bismol and Tums before they even ate a hot wing.
Okay. So let's just see. You didn't watch it all?
No, because it wasn't the whole episode.
Okay, so who do you think would be the biggest pussy? Yeah, I said it.
That is so rude.
But that's what you would say in a hot wing eating contest, right, with the guys?
Okay, who do you think? Because I've already seen it, so.
Who do I think? I'm going to pick all things JC.
Don't.
For 110 reasons.
I know. All the reasons.
Because he's the ugliest. And ugliest. And has the least fashion. And he's the ugliest. And he's got the worst hair. And he can't eat a chicken wing.
Did you just wake up with all the judge pants up?
I jumped up and put them on.
Oh my God.
You know how I feel about JC?
Yes, I know. Apparently I have no love for him.
It's not very loving. No.
That's so bad of you.
I know. I can't help it though. But don't. Uh-huh. No spoilers. I'll watch it on my own.
Fine.
Right? We should do another test like that. You and I.
No, I did not enjoy the first one.
You did not. You would be the JC. I would be the JT.
You don't know who suffered the most yet. I'm just going to say.
I know. I'm just going to. But I feel that's my guess. Okay. But listen, I got something really, really cool here. Okay. Uh-huh. I got an email about it.
Oh.
The email was, you want to get rid of your menopausal belly? Well, first off, how do you know I have a menopausal belly?
Bitch.
But they did. And I do. And I want to get rid of it. They call it the menopausal belly pouch. It's more the pouch. Uh-huh. Not just the belly. Is what happens below the belly.
People call it a fupa.
Well, I'm going to call it the pouch. Do you want to know what we can do?
Oh,
so simple. one exercise. It's called the Russian twist.
Oh, God, of course.
Yes, right? All you do, it's a sitting exercise to start off with. You uh-huh. just sit and you raise your legs a little bit and you get like a weight. And I'll give you one of mine because I got two. You get a weight and you just hold on to the weight and you just like move your arms to the side. Move your arms to the side. Move your arms to the side. That's move your arms to the side.
That's not a miracle exercise.
It's the Russian twist.
It's been around forever.
And then I thought, let's really twist it up because sitting on my ass doesn't seem like that much fun for that. Let's just stand, hold a weight, switch to the side, twist it to the side, twist it to the side, twist it to the side.
Okay. So right? When are you starting your regimen then?
Well, I can start anytime. I've got the weights and then poof, pooch is gone. Pouch is
just
gone.
Like
pooch,
that.
Pouch, poof. Pooch. What is it? Pooch, pooch or pouch?
I don't know.
Pooch, pouch. I don't know what they call it. Fupa. You know what it is. Some people call it an apron. I don't really yep. love that word. I feel apron makes it seem worse than a pouch.
It does the podcast, make it seem worse.
If you're 50 or above and you're in your menopausal years and you have a menopausal belly, let us know what you call the underneath. I'm just kind of curious. I'm going to call it my pouch.
I am a little bit curious myself.
Right? Do you want to do that exercise? You want to get rid of it? Super easy.
I don't think one exercise does it all, Lisa.
It looks like it does. They give you a list of 10, but why wouldn't you just pick one to do? Because obviously, if you pick the first one on the list, that's the best one.
Yes, of course.
So I interpret the list as, here's your options. Uh-huh. Pick one.
Okay, so basically what they're saying is you should exercise to get rid of your menopausal belly. Not that the one exercise, the Russian twist, will be the answer to your prayers.
I feel the Russian twist is the answer to our prayers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you just give that a go. Why don't you just, you know, let us know how it goes in a couple weeks.
I will twist it. I'll probably do it and I'll probably put it on the TikTok or something.
Is this the ring with the
better? There's no apparatus.
Right? That hurts you.
That hurts me and bruises me up. The only thing that can hurt me is if I drop the barbell or
on
the
your
dumbbell
toe.
Or whatever it's called, right?
Uh-huh.
But I am happy to announce, here we go. Da-da-da-da. If I could do a drum roll, please. Brrr. Day 3, no Timbits.
Well, you're a few days into your 21 days to break a habit.
Yeah. I'm only doing 14 days to break that habit because I haven't had the habit for long. It's a short habit. It's barely even a habit. So I'm not doing the full 21 days with
it. It's barely a habit.
If I can do 14 days, I'll feel successful. It's just barely a habit.
All right.
I just started doing it 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was doing really, really good. And then Brenda from my work, she brought birthday cake. triple layered chocolate birthday cake. What's a girl supposed to do when your volunteer worker brings you chocolate cake? You've got to eat it.
You eat it.
But I was thankful because had she brought it last week, I also would have had Ann Timbits. This week, not Ann Timbits.
Oh.
So see, it's a win-win.
So it's not as bad.
Right? Not as bad. Not as bad. Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay. Good news. Good news for Vanna White.
Oh, good old Vanna White.
She did get a raise.
Well, and so she should.
Yeah. And you see, she signed on for 2 more years.
Okay. Here's the thing with Vanna White, right? Like, We're excited that she's getting a raise, but yet uh-huh. it's kind of her own fault that for 25 years, she never bothered to ask for a raise. So should
it
we really be excited?
That she didn't,
right.
But you know what? We haven't heard from Vanna. Like, she hasn't told us why she never asked for a raise.
Well, has anybody asked Vanna? No, she's not even popular enough to get interviews. Nobody's caring about Vanna White.
But she only signed for 2 years. So she's only going to do 1 year with Pat and 1 year with Ryan.
And then
who knows what will happen.
And then see how much money. And how did Ryan feel about this, I wonder?
Does he care? He gets $28 million.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's not her raise.
No.
It's like today at work, we were trying to figure out I wonder how much money difference there is between Kelly and Mark at Live.
Oh.
you know he did not come in at the same rate as what she's making.
I would hope not. She's been there forever.
Right. And she is the show.
She is the show, yeah.
Right. So I don't know. Interesting. But way to go, Vanna White. 25 mm-hmm. years, you finally spoke up and got an increase. Right?
Yay!
Yay, Vanna. She did it.
I still think it's good that she finally got a raise.
Yeah, long overdue. Long overdue.
You are just so critical. Like, you can't even be happy for the poor woman.
I am happy for her.
No, you're not.
I'm happy with a butt. Happy butt. Happy butt. Right? Happy butt.
Happy butt.
Happy butt. Why didn't she do this 25 years ago? Right. Happy okay. butt. All why right. didn't she? Right? You know what I'm saying?
Judgmental Lisa.
Sometimes I'm in that mood, hey? Can't shake it. Just can't shake it. Which brings me to my I shake my head. One of my mini I shake my heads. My I shake my heads is just out of this world, Samantha, okay? But I noticed on Saturday I was out doing a few errands and I pulled up behind a car and the car's back windshield was so dirty. So uh-oh. Dirty. Couldn't see out of it. But yet, that car came equipped with a little wiper on the back. I shake my head at the person who sits in their car and is too lazy to turn on the back wiper. Because you or I, we'd get pulled over and get a ticket. Right?
Oh my God.
Why do the people do that?
I don't know.
Your car is fancy enough to come with that. It's just right? what? It's probably just on the other side. It's probably by your signal, or it's another contraption on the other thing where your other wipers go.
For sure.
It's not that hard to find.
No.
Why do you have to, why you got to keep your windshield so dirty at the back?
They don't want to waste their windshield wiper fluid?
Or are they too lazy to keep their windshield wiper fluid filled back there?
Oh my God.
Shaking my head. Shaking my head, Samantha.
Right? Oh my God, those poor people. You were just like, you're probably just shaking your head. I was just shaking your finger.
Oh, I had the stink face on. And then I'm like, this is all for naught because they can't even see me.
No.
Right? Because they got dirty back windshield.
Okay, dirty back windshield, yep.
Dirty back windshield. Not even seeing me. Right?
I don't know about you.
I don't know about you. I don't know about them.
Yeah, but I got an eye shake my head too. And it has to do with clothing designers.
Okay.
I am shaking my head at the fact that they continue to put gigantic pockets on the front of a woman's blouse. I don't get it. It doesn't matter if it's a fancy blouse or if it's a denim shirt or if it's a cotton shirt. All of a sudden, bam! Two big squares right over the bosoms.
And always like, oversized.
I'm like, what would put anything inside of those pockets?
Nobody. No woman.
This is not practical. We have always wanted pockets, but it's usually in pants,
it's skirts, in our pant.
And yeah. dresses, things, you know, bottom halves of us.
Where your hands can go.
Where your hands can go. Because my hands aren't going in front of me.
Hands look funny in your boobs.
Side of me.
like, at least not in public.
No. And like every time I see a shirt with gigantic pockets and I'm like, why do, like, we obviously are buying it. There are women out there buying shirts with gigantic pockets.
Yes.
I need us to stop. I shake my head at the designers who keep doing it, the big clothing corporations that keep throwing it out there for us.
Knock it off. Just knock it off.
And no offense, but a plus size woman should not have pockets on her boobs.
No, just boobs on your boobs.
Generally speaking, we always have bigger boobs.
Right. And that's enough. That takes up the pocket.
I'm just, can we stop?
Can we stop? Can we stop with pockets? Totally. I'm agreeing and shaking my head at pockets too. 100%.
I'm just like, stop it.
You know what I'm not shaking my head at though? I'm kind of questioning and maybe a little perplexed and curious.
Uh-oh.
Dollar store deals. Of course, now where I live, right? There's like a big dollar store.
Yeah.
Dollarama. Are there some things, Samantha, that you'll buy at a dollar store instead of the grocery store?
Oh, gosh.
Are there?
Sometimes utensils, like if I don't want to spend a lot of money on
food. I'm talking food.
Oh, you're talking food.
Talking food items.
Sometimes, yes.
Yes, like?
There's nothing wrong with the canned soup.
Canned soup seems fine.
Canned soup. Sometimes chips or popcorn.
Oh, I don't think I would do that.
Why?
Oh, it seems like a freshness issue. Right? Like I would do like mustard and ketchup. Okay. I'd do condiments.
What about candy then?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Seems like a freshness issue.
It's so cheap there.
I know, but maybe for a reason. Like at least like if it's like mustard, it's mustard.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like what about no name? Are you a no name girl?
No, I don't.
Right. So it's kind of the same, right? Like when you dollar store shop, even though it's name brand, it's like, is it like end of the road name brand where name brands go to die?
I don't know.
That's what I want. That's what I worry about. So when you say chips, that scares the hell out of me. Nope.
I honestly don't shop at dollar stores that much unless I'm looking for something specific.
I love a good look though.
Well, because they got everything. So
right? Like I love to look at like the Ziploc baggies and stuff. Because I'm obsessed with Ziploc baggies. I like putting things in little baggies right now. That's the phase I'm in.
Your ADHD has kicked in again?
No, like say like if I'm taking grapes to work, I'll put them in a baggie. Right? Taking a muffin, put it in a baggie. That type of thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of muffins, Samantha.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of muffins, this girl just bought new muffin tins.
Oh, God.
Do you know the muffin man? The muffin man? It's me. I'm going to be the muffin man. I'm going to be baking muffins. I'm making muffins.
From like scratch or like what do you do?
From a package of scratch? Yeah. like a scratched package. Yeah. Yeah. Blueberry. Because you know what? They're almost $8 at the grocery store.
For six
muffins. Yeah. Yes.
They're very expensive.
Expensive, right? And the Gibsons, we like muffins. So guess who's going to be baking? got an adult oven.
Yes, you do now. You have an adult oven. Yes.
It's got two racks.
Yeah.
It's got two racks in it.
Woohoo.
Right? That's what this girl's going to be doing.
Go, Lisa. Go, Lisa.
I'm a baker. Always was. Now I'm just putting it into practice again. I was on a little break from it. Now I'm back.
Yeah, a couple of decades.
Yeah. Here's something for you, Samantha. Just think it through before you just judge it, okay? What does a two-bite diet sound to you?
Limiting. It sounds it sounds limiting. That's what it sounds like.
Or it could be glass half full, and it could be like a little bit of everything.
Oh my God.
A couple bites of this, a couple bites of that, a couple bites of this, a couple bites of that.
And it also sounds wasteful.
Why? Two bites? Bite, bite?
Like, is the two bite diet for appetizers so that the food isn't like,
so you'd freeze some food probably. Like if you made meatloaf, right? You'd maybe make like a mini cupcake tin, your meatloafs. Mm-hmm. So it'd be one bite, like a little brownie.
But you could have two bites. I'm thinking it was like a fork bite. You're thinking it's like.
Mouthful. Like, bite, bite. Yeah, bite, bite. Not like, little, just like not like, because you're going to, not trying to starve you to death here.
Like
right?
A nibble. It's like a nibble.
I'm going to tease you. I'm going to tease you with like a bite. Yeah. I'm not going to starve you with a forkful.
That would be great. Yes.
And an eye dabber and a dabber full of water, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No.
Do you think it would be too limiting?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it sounds perfect.
Well, because you don't like large food.
No, I like little foods, right? Like a shot of soup. That was great, tomato soup. Thank you. Right?
That's what we need to do at the Boomer Bakery.
The Boom Baby Bakery
is do like shots of, you can get like a little a little nibble of a meatloaf sandwich and a shot of tomato soup.
Just white wash it down with, right?
That's boom, boom, done.
Cleanse your palate. Boom. I'm full. Good. Thanks. Right?
But we a full support.
Piece of pie, but a full piece of pie if you want it.
Right.
Because pie is different. I said, I'm not trying to like, you know, go all crazy here.
Yes. Dessert is so different.
Just saying, it might be something worth thinking about.
It could be. It could be awesome or it could be not awesome. I mean, it's hard to say. But if really you're just sort of saving room for sugar, then you should just say that.
Or what if you didn't do the dessert and you had your two-bite diet with the Russian twist thrown in?
Oh. Wow. What?
Right?
What?
Walk in on the catwalk. All the pretty girls walk like this. That's what would be happening by like November,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think you should give it a shot and let us know.
You don't want to try it with me?
No.
You never want to try these things.
No, because I'm not about limiting myself.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You can be like that. I'm going to take one for the team here on this comment, okay? Because I feel...
Yes, I bow out of this. If you need to bug someone about it, it's Lisa you will need to talk to.
Totally on Lisa. Just an observation, friends of the podcast. All the rage is the crossbody purse, right? And the bigger rage this year became the fanny pack as a crossbody, right?
That last year.
Yeah, but that's still the look. That was for the summer. That was for this summer. Was the fanny pack as the crossbody.
Yes.
So what I'm noticing is that there's a newer trend, and I don't think it's one that you and I can participate in. The trend seems to be not crossbody, but I'm shaking my head at the modification that's been made to make it a cross booby. Every young girl is wearing that crossbody across their booby.
Yep.
Why?
It's the trend, Lisa.
Across your boobies.
Across your boobies.
Across your boobies.
Yeah.
And you're just reaching into your boobies. They may not mind the big pockets. You're just reaching into your boobies to get your wallet. Because that's where my crossbody is, across my boobies.
Okay. But usually the girls, usually how I see it being worn is they're wearing some sort of white t-shirt with their crossbody bag across their boobs. And then they're wearing like tight, short, like exercise shorts.
They don't look like you and I. They're not looking like us. No.
No, they're not. So I feel like this is a young person's trend.
So let's just say hypothetically, I was going to participate in this trend. Could I? Number one, I don't know if I need anything across my boobies. Right?
I think that you would hate it.
Not sure that's my best look.
I think that it would just stick out a lot.
It would be very sticky outy.
It would be very sticky outy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you would see the front of me coming for miles, right? Where's the rest of her? Back in the other town, right? Here comes her boobies and her purse.
Yeah, and her purse.
Right?
First the purse, then the boobies.
I feel that it is not an inclusive look.
I think that you should think about it before you do it.
Well, I'm not a fan of the crossbody because I can't stand how often I have to put it on and take it off, put it on and take it off, put it on and take it off, right? In the car, out of the car, at the table, out of the table. It's so high maintenance, right? And like, I thought this was supposed to be easy. Just slap it on and go.
Yeah, it is when you're walking and, you know, potentially... Yeah. Running, maybe. I don't know.
Not that excited about it.
No.
Okay. So I shake my head at the cross booby
bag. All right.
Yeah.
It's limiting. Okay. All right. Well, I read an article about the quickest way to save extra cash is to cut out your morning coffee and snack.
Oh, and snack?
Yeah.
You got to do both.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that, Lisa?
Well, right now when I'm doing my no Timbits, I'm fine with it. But like in 14 days when I kick that habit and start it up again, I'll be disappointed.
It's so good that you're just like, I'm going to do it for 2 weeks, but hell yeah, I'm going back to it after 2 weeks.
just stay tuned for New Year's resolutions this year, friends. It's going to blow your mind. Okay, what do I think? Let's break this down, shall we? Can we live without the coffee?
No.
Like, are you always taking a coffee to work?
Yes.
I'm never taking a coffee to work because I don't believe in taking a coffee on the bus.
This is for you because I don't usually buy my coffee at work.
So you only have one coffee?
Typically, if I do have a second one, then maybe I'm paying for it. But usually my coffee lasts me the whole day because I've already had a cup at home. Now I'm going to take one to work. That
your coffee lasts you the whole day.
It's warm inside my thermos
nasty.
Thing.
Not hot, just lukewarm. Just lukewarm coffee. Not a hot cup of coffee.
You're not drinking it, Judgy Lisa.
Ugh, I don't want to drink it.
But I'm also saving money by doing that. So
that's true. They say like you could save like, who was it? Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank said you could save like $18,000 a year. Seems like a lot.
By not buying coffee?
So you figure if you spend $5 a day on a coffee and a snack, right? What's that? That's what? What's 5 times 5? $25 a week times that by 4 weeks. I can't do that without, I'm not very math good with my math, but that's like $100 ish. You're not even going to help me out here? Can't help me out here? No, just going to watch me suffer with this.
Okay. And it's 52 weeks a year. So $100 in 4 weeks. I don't know.
$200.
Yeah, $5,200.
$5,200.
Yeah.
That's $5,000 you save by not having coffee.
Look
Doesn't
at me.
Doesn't that seem crazy?
I can buy a new car.
You could potentially buy a new car. Or put a really good down payment down one.
I don't know. People do whatever you want. I think that most people probably bring coffee with them. Maybe they need a snack. Maybe they need those Timbits in the morning. Maybe that's the one day that they decide to treat themselves to a Starbucks. Right. I say, whatever brings you joy, go right ahead.
And now somebody's got to print an article and tell me how I could make life easier on the rent. Yep. And on my utilities, if I just wasn't selfish and didn't have a coffee in the morning, courtesy of the Starbucks.
Yes. And realistically, after we've all read the very same article, who do you think is going to do that? I don't know. Starbucks still stays open. Timmy's is still happening. All the other people who sell coffee and snacks are still like, people are still coming in. I don't know.
Exactly. Right.
Still going to do it. Hey.
Yeah. So I don't know who's doing that. I think nobody's doing that. Like, pick something attainable and it's not taking away my morning coffee. Right? Like, it's just not.
No.
I could probably give up the snack, but what happens if you give up your coffee, Samantha? You're a monster.
I would never give up my coffee.
No, I wouldn't let you give up your coffee, actually.
I would figure out a way.
I'm just saying you have to keep your coffee, okay?
I will.
So, have you been watching Mark and Kelly?
Yes, of course.
Kelly and Mark.
Kelly and Mark. Kelly and Mark.
So the other day they were talking about fancy toilets.
Oh.
Here's my thing. Number one, first off, I always have to wonder, do the rich people need a toilet that does so much more than what our toilets do?
Yes, they do.
But then I got thinking, you know what? Maybe that is the splurge right there. Because maybe I want to use the bathroom and have warm water moisten my backside and dry it off au naturel.
Flush you out and then dry you off.
Right? Like, wouldn't that put a happy face on your face?
Yeah.
Right? I think it would, right? If you just had like a little geyser of like warmth.
Oh, that
would
feels sound good.
It would be perfect, I think. Like, why don't we do this? Why don't we invest more in toilets?
Will the toilet sing to me? Will it play music? Will it read me a story?
Will it say, good morning, Lisa? Good night, Lisa? Don't forget to turn the fan on, Samantha. All those things. Will it do all of those things?
Shut up.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
Right? I think so.
So maybe it is worth it.
Are you going to go get a bidet toilet?
No, is that what it is? It's a bidet?
A bidet.
Is it a separate toilet? I don't want a separate toilet. I just want a toilet that just does a little bit more.
I think you can get it all wrapped up in one.
Right? Because why do we have to do all the work?
I don't know. Maybe ask about it
when you're born. Your mom's wiping your ass for you.
Yep.
So why do we have, like, it should always just stay where that's somebody else's job. But, or something, some, not somebody else, but something else's job.
Well, according to, I don't know, people who hate the royals, apparently the royals don't wipe their own butt, right? They get other people to do it for them.
I don't know if that's still, if that's still true, but at one point that was the word. I think Prince Charles doesn't put his own toothpaste on his toothbrush.
That just seems odd.
In this day and age, it does. But back then, if you could get away with it, I know that somebody always made the queen's bath a certain temperature.
Yes.
That sounds perfect. Right? I don't know. I'm just saying there might be something to be said for a fancy toilet that, like, kisses your ass when you're done.
Oh, wow. There right? you go. That's right. The nice happy ending that you need.
Ta-da!
And mwah!
And mwah! Off you go. Have a great day. Thank you. Right?
Oh, gross. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, Samantha.
All right. Okay. But okay. So Kelly has been giving us some pretty good content lately.
She has been.
She says a lot of fun stuff. Hey.
Yeah.
And according to her, according to her, she's judgy, right?
She's judgy. She owns it.
And people say that we shouldn't be. But to quote Kelly Ripa, if you put it out there, I'm going to comment.
Thank you. Right? If you put it out there or you act like that out there, you've got to expect comments are going to come. Right?
Yeah. It's, and she does. Like sometimes she just lets her rip. And I enjoy that about her. Because
I do too, right?
Care.
She'll call people on it. She don't care. She don't care. She just don't care at all. Right?
I enjoy that about her.
I think it's kind of funny. You know what? I was, oh my goodness. So I was on the bus today. Uh-huh. And the bus makes a stop by the Walmart. Uh-huh. And somebody gets off at the Walmart stop, right? And I sit up at the front of the bus so I can see when the front door opens up, I can see mm-hmm. the bus stop that the person's getting on the bus or getting off the bus at. So what I see is I see a billboard, like a at ground level billboard with a man. I'm going to put him in his, maybe his early 50s. His name is Jerry with a G. Don't even get me started on that. First off, I shake my head at anybody who names their kid Jerry with a G. Name him Jerry with a J. Just seems to be a whole lot better, right? To start off. But he's a real estate seller. He's selling homes. Uh-huh. And as I'm sitting on the bus and I'm thinking, the price of homes are how expensive right now, Jerry with a G? Have you picked your best location to be advertising your business and your face at the Walmart bus stop? I don't know if you have. I'm kind of shaking my head at your decision, Jerry with a G. Right?
Because you're thinking, if somebody needs to take a bus,
chances are I'm not buying a $500,000 home.
Right.
Jerry with a G. But I see you in a fancy part of town, Jerry with a G.
I swear to God, you have changed since you started riding the bus. I'm like, I don't know what's gotten into her.
Right. I just see different things and I see it from a different perspective. And I'm just like, Jerry with a G, I don't know if this was your best place to put your lovely mugshot and your phone number.
I don't think you're wrong. So
right. Shaking my head at Jerry with a G. Friends in Saskatchewan, if you're driving by the Preston Crossing Walmart, that's where you'll find them.
Jerry with a G.
Jerry with a G. I texted you this morning and I said, Samantha, shake my head at anybody named Jerry with a G. Right? I get Gary, but I don't get Jerry with a G.
No. Yes.
No. Jerry with a J.
It's a good one, Lisa.
Yeah, that's how I felt, right? I just thought, I don't know if this is the best place for this ad. You know, product placement, not the best one, Jerry with a G.
No, no.
Not the best one, Jerry with a G.
Not the best marketing ploy, I don't think.
Mr. Jerry with a G, right?
Okay, well, I have another I shake my head as well, because I think this time Ooh, it's about women, right? It's about the fact that it's not sexy for a woman to age. And right. that's why we don't get a special little pill to help us through menopause.
Right. There's no menopause pill.
There's nothing that helps. Not really. But it's sexy to help a man get his dick up.
Totally, right? They get a pill for that.
Researched. Money spent.
Billions of dollars.
Thousands of hours spent finding the right combination for the little blue pill that helps a man maintain an erection after a certain point of his life. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Why? I shake my head. Women, we need to rise up. We need to rise
totally,
up
totally.
And say, look, you gave us hormone replacement therapy. That's great, but not really. Because it actually can cause cancer and shit.
Right.
But it depends on your dynamics and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to talk about it because I know nothing about it. Anyways, that's our only option. That or some weird holistic shit.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing with all of it, Samantha. So they'll give dudes that pill at that stage in their life, spend millions and millions of dollars to research and to fund that for a man at that stage in his life, when let's be honest, most women don't want that pill to exist for him.
Well, but if that man who has erectile dysfunction wants to still get it on and right. he happens to like getting it on with, you know, different women of an age group, he's going to need the little blue pill.
He's going to need the little blue pill.
He's going to need right? that little blue pill.
He's going to need the blue pill. And there's no shame in that. He gets to just take it and move on.
Right. I just shake my head at the fact that that really, even in this day and age, we still have not moved further. Mm-mm. For women.
No, totally we haven't.
That's it. That's right? and then they sell us a bunch of stupid shit and we fall for it because, oh, it's this natural holistic, it'll be fine. It has ashwanda and shmidabisbin. It's not gonna help.
But it's the whole thing, Samantha. It's because, and as women, right, there's things about menopause. It's like a big no-no topic, right? You don't talk about it.
No, peeing. Right? Peeing. One of the
peeing, right? Men have their issues. Women, we have overactive bladders.
We right? do.
And what did I say to you? I said, I get adult diapers. There needs to be no shame in an adult diaper.
Right.
Or a pee pad or a pee panty or whatever.
Right? Something. Because we, as it's one of the symptoms of menopause.
Right.
It's one of the very, like the problem. Okay. The problem with all of this is that your symptoms can be a multitude of things.
Right.
And it's hard to narrow it down to, oh, it's just menopause.
Yeah.
And peeing is one of them. It could be couple of different things, right? But man, when it happens and it's
you
like,
you gotta go.
I gotta pee. I can only hold it for so long. I have now officially, I'm bent over. And if I stand up, I'm gonna pee. It's happening.
It happens. And what happens is that your bladder knows that you're getting closer to the bathroom. It can tell. There's like a secret radar inside your bladder that starts going beep, 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 beep. It knows as you're in a public washroom that you're trying to unlock a door, lock a door, get your button undone, get down before you pee. And all of a sudden you're like having massive stress and anxiety because the process 30 seconds sooner was still okay. Yeah. I just need to pee.
It's like, I knew how to unbutton my jeans and zip them. How come
not
I
not with this much stress
now?
Going on at the same time, I don't know how to do it. Right? Right? Like I'm ready to tear the button right off.
Right? Oh my
care
God.
About the button. Right?
So bad. But right? I, and so that's, and, you know, and that's why, yes, don't give us a pill. Give us bladder panties.
Right. Men get a pill to fix their problem. I gotta put on a fucking diaper.
There's something wrong with that.
Right.
There's so much wrong with that.
Right. I feel it's the men that are also making the diapers at the factory.
Yes, they probably right? are. And I love the commercials that women are like, oh, see, you can't even tell. Girlfriend.
You can tell.
It don't matter if nobody can tell you got a diaper on. You know
tell.
You have a diaper on.
You know
on.
You're in a diaper.
You know you have
right?
a diaper on.
Because you might have an accident.
Oh! Oh my God.
I can't cope. I like literally, I have to plan my trips in between my pees.
Right? I know, because it's like, okay, so I start in the morning and it's like, oh my God, okay, I just got to pee.
I got 90 minutes.
I got about 45 before it hits again. It's
like, right? And God forbid there's some cold air or coldness or cool breeze along the way. I'm in big trouble. It just took away some of my time.
Oh, it's so bad.
And it doesn't stop.
No. And then it leads me to have sudden urges to punch something. And like, it's like I'm fine. And all of a sudden I'm like, what are you doing?
Right. Right.
And it's like, oh my God, what's happening to me?
I know.
And it's we don't talk enough about this and we don't normalize it for women to go, I can't find my keys, even though they're right in front of me. I can't think anymore.
Like every text message that I read in my menopausal years, my reaction should not start off with, are you fucking kidding me? Every text message starts off with, are you fucking kidding me? That's what I think. When I read it, are you fucking kidding me? Right? And then I'm like, okay, no, it's okay. Okay, it's okay.
Because our fuses are so short.
Yeah.
We're so short. And we don't talk about the fact that as women, we are losing it in the age range of when you're in menopause or perimenopause, you're losing your shit. And we are doing our best to like cover it up. We're covering it up.
Dabbing our foreheads.
Right. We can't let our coworkers know, because they're going to be like, we need to let her go. She's like losing her shit. And it's like, I'm losing my shit because my hormones are fluctuating and you're making me mad. And what the fuck?
It's already stressful enough that, you know, once you hit your 50s, if you need to find a new job, you're in trouble. Because they're like, young people not hiring menopausal women.
No, not doing they it. Are not. Not they are it. Not.
Right? It's just not happening.
One it's minute you're happy happening. And the next minute you do feel like you want to punch somebody or you want to cry. Like,
right.
Because you cry in the kitchen.
I cry in the kitchen.
We can cry anywhere.
It doesn't even matter.
You watch like a sad commercial. Oh,
sad. It's already starting, right? You're trying to fight it. You're fighting it.
Like, what the hell is going on? Right. And then don't even get me started about sleeping.
Well, I can't sleep anyway, so that's fine.
No, you were never a good sleeper.
No.
But I'm sure a lot of women have sleep issues, and if you had been a good sleeper and now you don't sleep, you're pissed.
Yeah, right? Because now not only are you not going to sleep, now you run the risk of peeing the bed.
Right? Because now...
done with that.
You also don't want to get up to go pee.
But if you wait, you're in trouble. Because pee waits for nobody.
Pee waits for no one.
Pee wins. Pee always wins.
Pee always wins.
Right? Pee's the man. Pee's the man.
He is the man.
That bitch always wins.
Oh, that sucks.
That's fun. There, we just had our menopausal talk. Hope you enjoyed that, men of the podcast.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
We got to get it off our chest.
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about Lisa and Sam, you got to join us on our socials. So you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and you can actually watch the weirdness that happens because we're on YouTube. You can watch the full recording of our latest episode. So Patreon is also patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. That was a lot to talk about.
It's a lot. That's a big mouthful, Samantha.
Yeah, but join us. It's just I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam on all the socials.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
And different things happen on every social.
Well, we're definitely trying that, right?
Right. Except for the TikTok, it's still sporadic, but we're getting there.
We're working our way through it.
Every now and then you might see Samantha pop in.
That's true. Mm. Okay, so Facebook Tuesday, you basically did not score a touchdown.
No, you did courtesy of Gracie Steckrode, right? But she did not pick football. I threw that one in.
Yes, you did. So zero love for football. So sorry, wow. Lisa, you suck.
Right. Nobody liked football.
Like nobody.
A couple people. There's a few diehards with me.
Oh, there was only a few though, hey?
But for the most part, Nope. Football. I'm like, wow. Okay. Like, you'd rather go on a hike than watch a football game and drink
apparently.
A beer?
Okay. Apparently. Or go to a fall fair, which you apparently don't like. So, you only like it for food.
For the food. Yeah. Right. I picked football game. That's my number one is football.
I know.
So that was fun.
So who's up next for next week?
Well, I think it's Sandra. She volunteered, so we'll have to check in with Sandra to see if she was being for real or if she was just like, hopefully she was. She'll have a good one, I feel.
Lisa appreciates the help.
Totally do. Thank you so much. Samantha, we're going to see Seinfeld on Saturday.
I know. I almost forgot.
Why?
I don't know, because we bought the tickets so long ago.
We did, right? Are you excited?
Well, I did hear a piece. He was interviewed by John Gormley on CKOM here in town in Saskatoon.
I didn't hear that. Was it good?
I caught a bit of it on C95. It wasn't bad. He said he's excited to play Saskatoon.
Good. I'm sure he's never been here before.
No, he pronounced our name right. So I gave him kudos for that.
Cool. Well, we're going to be there, right? We'll be excited. I'm excited.
You're excited for the Rink Burger.
I'm excited for the company. I'm excited for the food. I'm excited for Jerry Seinfeld, Samantha. It was so quick to just blame everything about the food. Yes. Do I want mini donuts? Of course I do.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Yes. Do I want a Rink Burger? Most likely.
For sharesies.
Right? If we don't go for supper first, I don't know.
Will you want a glass of wine? For sure.
Yes. Right. And visit with my friend Jerry Seinfeld. Absolutely. Those are all the things I'm looking forward to.
All the things.
Stay tuned, friends of the podcast. We'll provide you with some on live information as we go.
Yeah, you know what? We're not allowed cameras or phones, hey?
You're not allowed to do that at anything.
We did it at Joe Coy.
I know, but you're not supposed to.
I know, but okay.
Rule breaker. Yeah. I'm a rule breaker. You're not.
Get your phone taken away.
They're not going to do it. It'll
they
be
might.
Fine.
They might.
Sounds like I'm up for the challenge.
Do you think the HHG is actually going to this?
What? She'll have to come home from BC first.
Oh, she's not home yet.
Right? Last I heard is it's her flight's to Friday night. So I couldn't tell you. I don't know what that girl's doing. She is living her best sister, cousin, wife life. She's test driving Volvos with the cousins.
Oh.
Looking at kitchen rentals with the cousins.
Oh.
She's living a good life right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's having fun.
Right, so I would hope she's back. I would hope that's what she was doing. I would say that if she ends up not going, then I'm going to think that she snowed us.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, you know, we may have asked her too far in advance. Usually we don't ask her. Usually we just buy her.
Yes. And then
she can't have an out.
Well, and then we just bug her until she finally says she's coming.
Until she gives in, right? Until she waves the white flag and she's like, fine. Right. This time we decided to ask and she was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have plans. Okay.
Well, because she almost, I think she was like a little wary of Joe Coy. So and then she had tons of fun.
Well, right. She always has fun when she gets there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the HHG.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have some pictures. Maybe we'll do a little
quick
video.
We'll
figure something out.
For sure.
While we're doing our thing. Yeah. But someone that hasn't figured out stuff yet is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Hey.
The lady got a little bit of backlash and then she
really did.
Backed up the truck. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And she decided to not bring her show back before the strike ended.
I feel she took one for the team, right? Because Jay Hyde was going to do it Talk was going to do it and they all backed out after she backed out. So I feel that she took one for the team. She took one for the team. I mean, I don't know. Was it the right thing to do? Probably you shouldn't go on your show and do your show when all that's going on. But I still don't understand how other shows are working. Still amazes me.
Well, okay. So
how does that work?
Because I was curious about Sherry, right? Because she came back.
She's going on.
She is, but
she got new boobs.
And she got new boobs.
She got new boobs.
She doesn't have WGA. She doesn't have writers for her show. She writes her own stuff.
Okay.
And her producers help her. So she could come back because she doesn't have the people that are on strike working for her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. So Drew Barrymore does.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Interesting.
So that's why. And she did take a hit and now she cried on camera.
Cried, and Rosie got mad at her. And
oh, Rosie got mad at her.
But then Rosie was mad, but then Rosie gave her great advice and said, you need to craft a 3-sentence letter and put it on your TikTok saying, I'm sorry. I respect the strike. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry I acted in a manner because I live a life of lavish. Right? So she didn't think about, implying that she didn't think about how those who aren't as fortunate as her would feel.
Oh, okay.
Right? Easy for Drew Barrymore to do all these things. She's Drew Barrymore. Uh-huh. Right? Other people can't buy soup. So.
Well, yeah. But the strike also affects all of the tech people too, right?
Yeah,
the cameramen, the light people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because they don't, if they're not working, they're not getting paid.
I think Drew Barrymore did it from a place of love because I think her thing was that she started her show during COVID and she just wanted to show people that they could be resilient. And I think she wanted the people that she employs to work.
Yeah.
Which, so I get that. It's not a bad, like, it's not evil reasons.
No.
Right? Just didn't maybe quite think it out.
It didn't land well.
It didn't land well. It didn't
did land not land well. Well. And no. I feel bad for her because she does have a good heart, right?
Yeah, totally she does. She's good
sometimes person. A little over-enthusiastic about some things.
Well, and I think she jumped in without maybe talking to her people, yeah. Right? And then maybe her people were like, oh shit, what have we done?
Right? What are we doing here, folks?
Yeah, right? What are we doing here, folks? So, okay, here's something. You know how you always have your movie reviews and you need to watch this movie and you have this recommendation and that? Okay, so I have one.
Did you watch a movie?
Not all of it, but I watched. This is my new favorite way to watch movies. So one night, Samantha, when I couldn't sleep, I turned to TikTok, of course. Uh-huh. And it led me to a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman.
Okay, yes.
From 2013. It's called Prisoner.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Well, all the clips that I saw looks amazing. But I feel I've seen all of it now. I've seen enough of it I understand the
of
plot,
course you have.
The story, and the resolution.
Oh, my God. Is it like reading a book where you go middle, beginning, end?
It's like movies for dum-dums. Totally. And I'm the dum-dum. Totally. Totally. Right? It was like probably an hour worth of clips.
Okay.
And boom, it's done. Seems like an amazing movie. It's like a thriller. Right? It's a psychological thriller.
Oh, okay.
With a killing. Yeah, with a killing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It drew me in. I was so like, okay, you got me. You got me. I'm here. Not enough to watch the movie, but you got me for all your clips. You got me.
So do we have to do TikToks that draw people in? Do we need to pretend like we're going to do like a
kill people
crime thriller or something?
Maybe we got to try that, right? Maybe we got to dress up and
maybe we could do something around Halloween.
Right? Maybe we can do like our own reenactment of something or something. I don't know. Maybe like something, right? Maybe, because it totally drew me in. I was totally, totally hooked. Enough because I didn't know what the title of the movie was called because it never says that on the TikTok.
No, it's called Prisoners, I thought.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it. Only I knew that because I Googled it because I went looking for the title.
Okay. All right.
But like I said, I don't want to watch it.
Well, you've already watched it. Why would you need
to watch
it again?
The other one that I'm still missing some clips on, so I don't quite know how it ends, is Palmer with Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Yeah. Not sure how it ends. I've only just seen clips of it too. So I'm hoping it'll pop back up in my TikTok feed.
Oh my God. That is so sad that this is now how you're going to watch movies.
Yeah, right? I love TikTok for movies. It's the best. Just the best. Do you know what I read? You know what I heard today, though? And I don't know how I feel about this. Tell me how you feel. Uh-oh. Tom Hanks, right? Whatever. Tom Hanks, take him or leave him. He says he has no respect for people who don't wear their masks.
What?
Yeah.
Are we back to that again?
Well, I'm not back to that again. Are you back to that again?
No. No.
No. No. So, dear Tom Hanks, apparently you got a problem with I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and you made it public?
I'm sure if he were to think about it a smidge.
He'd think that might be a little extreme.
He would think again.
Right. Seems a little extreme, doesn't it, Mr. Hanks? It does seem extreme. Dear Mr. Hanks, your comment seems a little extreme.
Like, do you want, like, I mean, and for those of us who were good and diligent and wore the mask when being asked to wear the mask, and even though we didn't love it and we were like, fuck this shit and all this kind of stuff, we still wore it.
I did my best.
I did what I was supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. But as soon as we were like, hey, you don't have to, and I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm not done. I had COVID and that was super exciting and I lost taste for a bit and I was like not excited that it ruined coffee for me for a little while. I was not excited by that.
You were not excited. You were not excited. And you were
I guess I think it would take a monumental event for people to go back to wearing masks every day.
Like full-time masks?
Yeah.
Like, I think there'd be riots, right? We would lose our shit. We would lose our shit. We're not doing that. No.
No.
Nope. We know enough now. Yeah. Now, apparently there's another COVID vaccine coming out, right? I'm going to go get the shot. I'm going to get my booster. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to. That doesn't bother me. But I take offense, dear Tom Hanks. I'm kind of shaking my head at you and your attitude. Right? Because you do you. You want to wear your mask? Wear your mask. Right? We don't go around saying those who wear masks are raging lunatics.
No.
I might think it, but no, I don't say don't it. Don't think I'm that. I'm just
people are allowed
that.
To do what they're allowed to do.
Do whatever they want. People can do whatever they want. And you want to wear your mask? Wear your mask.
He should have kept that comment to himself.
Exactly. That's my point, Samantha.
Right.
That's my point, right?
Hey, I got a point. I'm going to point out the fact that my mother made waffles over the weekend for my niece who got spoiled. Spoiled.
She's because she had a weekend with grandma.
Oh God, she got so spoiled.
Of course she did.
So she made waffles for my niece over the weekend. Mm. And then that made me wonder, are we missing out on the deliciousness of waffles? Because we don't really eat waffles on the regular.
Every now and then I worry about us missing out on waffles. Every now and then, I'll see a picture and you know how you just see like the pocket on the waffle and it's got like the syrup in it. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if we're missing out on this.
Right?
Right. Cause it just sits there. The syrup just sits in the pocket waiting for you to eat it.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there was a couple of extras and as soon as my nephew saw it, Nolan loves a waffle, strawberries and whipped cream. Like he loves the whole kit and caboodle. Right. He was like, I'm taking those home, grandma. And I'm like, okay. Am I missing out here? Like, is there something about a waffle that I'm not aware of?
I don't need the dessert waffles. I don't need to put stuff on it. I just need syrup and butter.
No, I would probably eat it with fruit.
Yeah, you would because you like you're more that than I am.
I would think that syrup is boring.
I would love just syrup. Just syrup on a waffle. Oh, I think we're missing out.
Do we have a waffle house? I don't think we do we?
At the waffle house. Na, 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 na. Waffle House.
We should go somewhere that does waffles.
That does waffles. I feel like that waffles is a buffet.
It's a buffet.
I feel it's a buffet.
Does anybody do a breakfast buffet anymore?
Well, I thought buffets were banned because dirtiness and yuckiness.
Yeah, like it's cesspool.
Which is so funny, right? Because you couldn't catch COVID from food, but yet they took away the buffet. It was always dirty and gross. And we turned a blind eye and we ate there anyways. Right? And then you'd just leave hoping you didn't get the shits or throw up or something, right? Right? You took your chance, right? I can do this. It's a buffet. It's a buffet. Like I miss buffets so much in my life.
Well, because you like the variety. You don't actually eat everything you get, but you like the variety.
I like getting that little bit of a salad on my plate with the beet and some sunflower seeds, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of dressing, and then move on to, and like a piece of roast beef. And I love just, again, it goes back to my 2-bite diet, right? Just bites of bits of food.
Yes.
Imagine the waste that must have happened at a buffet.
Tons,
right? Because nobody, you DFC'd, you didn't care if you didn't want the rest of that fish.
No.
I'm just going to get new food now.
God.
I was that person for sure, right? I'm full of this plate.
You're totally that person.
I'm going to get new food for my next plate. Right?
You're so bad.
Kind of funny. Okay, I have a Gen X alert.
Oh, God.
Okay, tell me if you think that this is true. I read an article. Key songs that define the 80s. So this is us. Okay, ready? Beat It.
Okay.
Eye of the Tiger. Don't Stop Believin'. Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yes.
Material Girl.
For sure-sies.
Paradise City.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with all of them.
These were listed as the top 80s defining songs.
Yeah, I agree with all of that.
All of them?
Yeah.
I always would have thought Don't Stop Believing was more a 70s song.
Nope, it's an 80s song.
Yeah, I thought it was, right?
Nope. Huh. It's when we were growing up in high school.
I thought it was a little bit Journey. Older than us.
No, it is not. No,
apparently not, right? So yes. Thumbs up to the Gen X songs.
Don't stop believing.
Maybe stop singing, Samantha.
How about Paradise? Paradise City.
Right?
Of course you don't know the
grass is green and the girls are pretty.
I'm surprised there's not a Queen song.
Nope.
That seems odd.
Not as a defining one.
Huh. No.
That's it. That's it. I'm surprised Eye of the Tiger was in there.
Well. But I mean, but you recognize it as soon as you hear the notes of it.
Do you know what I know? What my memory of Eye of the Tiger is?
Oh,
being in, I want to say, I don't know if we were in like early high school or late public school, and we played on the softball team for our town. And I remember our pitcher Julia Lowe, and I was the catcher, and we warmed up to Eye of the Tiger. Right?
Awesome.
She would do her practice pitches to Eye of the Tiger. Get us all pumped up, eh?
Perfect.
Isn't that kind of funny?
It's good. That's good.
That's kind of funny. Samantha, do you ever wonder who decides whose time is more important than the next person's?
The next person.
Okay, I'm going to tell you where this stems from, right? I was supposed to have a phone call with my doctor at 11:30. And then they called and said, she won't be calling you because her time is more valuable than yours.
Oh,
well, that's what I got from it. That's the message that
I got. That's not what they said.
She got called away. Right?
Because maybe she did, hey?
Maybe. But just because she's a doctor, her time is more important than mine. She had a prior commitment.
It was probably an emergency.
She's a GP at a clinic. Where's she going? She's not going out in the field. Right? She's not zipping to the hospital.
My GP zipped to the hospital for me when it wasn't yet Sina.
That was a long time ago. Don't say her name.
Mm.
We're not supposed to out her.
Oh, sorry. Right? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows, right?
Nobody Except knows. For
probably she probably listens or something crazy like that.
Probably not.
Right? Probably not. But yeah, I'm just saying, right? So who determines whose time is more valuable? Apparently she does.
Well, she's a doctor and you're not.
I know. I get that. Right. So her job is more important, which makes her time more valuable.
So basically you just felt disrespected.
Totally felt disrespected. Right.
Because you always think your time is valuable.
Because I feel my time is valuable.
And you're like, how dare you think that your time is more valuable than mine? Right.
Because I feel everybody's time is equally valuable. Oh, I don't feel that you can... I don't feel that it should be based on what you do for a living.
Oh, I see.
Yes, right?
Oh, okay.
Right? It's just different types of busyness.
True.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I got to say about that.
That was very judgy of you.
I kind of felt disrespected. My head kind of hurt feelings.
Of course you did.
And she's never going to know it. She's never going to know.
No.
No.
Nope.
All right.
All right. So, folks, I'm going to try and explain this to you. Lisa has two kinds of tired. There is bed tired, and then there's chair tired.
Totally different.
When she's chair tired, She can still pay attention and hear everything that you're saying to her, even though she's nodding off in her chair.
I'm just chair tired. Bed tired.
The reason why I discuss this is because her husband is irritated with her.
Right? I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to stay awake.
Yeah, trying.
Trying. Mm-hmm. Just saying, they're totally different things.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. Bed tired, chair tired, totally different.
Totally different, right? You get totally. That, right? Totally.
One,
different.
You fall asleep in a bed, the other, you fall asleep in a chair.
Right. And chair is not meant forever. It's not meant forever.
Right. Just and you're already, time. You still have one ear open.
Yes, because you're not in your bed. Right, so you haven't shut your ears off because you're not in bed yet. You haven't gone through the go to bed process.
There's a process, is there?
Well, when you go to bed, right? You shut your eyes off, you shut your ears off, you shut your mind off, and you go to bed. If you're not in that process, you haven't completely gone to bed yet. Mm-hmm. Right?
Makes total sense.
Totally. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I knew you'd understand.
Uh-huh. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure that the friends of the podcast would also feel the same.
Probably.
Though there are those people who agree with you quite a bit. So I'm going to have
the odd person.
There's going to be a couple of people that agree with you.
There's the odd person that's Team Lisa in this podcast, you know.
I think they're all Team Lisa. Like everybody was like, Lisa this and Lisa that. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, hi, Sam's here still. Like,
right. But, you know, it's always Team Lisa. Just how it goes. I can't help it. That's just how it happens. That's my energy.
That's your energy.
It's my energy.
Okay, got it.
Right.
That's right. Delightful.
It is delightful.
All right, guys. Just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for putting up with us and doing our video and our audio. And, did you guys know that he is the best kept secret in podcasting? You do know.
I do think that I have gained a little ground on the football pool this
Uh-oh.
Week.
Uh-oh.
I feel again, it's kind of funny, right? Because when I talk to Mike about it, I always say, tell him about it. And then I say, but I don't know any rules because Mr. Domingo didn't share any rules of this with me whatsoever. So I don't know if my bench players count for points or just my field players. I don't know. I don't know if there's a secret trade later on. These things somebody did not share with me. Because I feel at the end of the day, I'm supposed to be an easy target and somebody that can be beaten. I feel that his intentions were not pure.
I think he just knew that you liked football.
Okay.
He and had we'll pure intentions because he knows doesn't know much about fantasy football either.
I'm going to beg to differ. I think he probably does.
All right. But he didn't do it out of spite. He knew you might find it interesting.
And I do. But when I'm just kind of fuzzy on a few things. Okay. So I'm just doing my best. I show up every Sunday, Monday, play my games, see where I end up. But I think I made a little ground up this week.
Okay, that's good.
And
that's
I like to poke the big bear.
Yes, I know.
Right? Samantha, that's all we got.
That's it. That's all. That's all.
It's the end of the week. It's all she wrote. All right. She wrote. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Are you still in no socks?
No, I'm wearing socks to work.
Like full sock?
No.
No, then don't call that a sock.
Like a baby sock.
That's not a sock. I'm talking full sock. You know I'm
wearing a sock in my shoe. Be happy for that.
But it's not a sock on your foot.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Right? Are you going to do that now that we're going to be at the beginning of fall tomorrow?
No.
Not doing it? No. You're not ready for boots yet?
No, not quite.
I am. I'm ready, but I'm not there. I'm ready.
My feet still get hot.
They're going to get hot. You're 55 years old, for fuck's sakes. Anyway, Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.